Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. You know, as a talk show host, one of the big challenges every day is to get a good subject to talk about. But today, I heard Pat Burke on with our news people. Pat Burke is manna from heaven. It really is. It's like, I got to stay at home in my robe. It's going to be that easy. Hang in there.
Start 9:30 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Tony, you go through the same thing I do, you know, go through those thought processes, what's going to go into today's show. But as, as soon as I heard him tease that Pat Burke was going to be interviewed, I felt great.
Home run.
It's like being on vacation now. It's like I shouldn't even have to come in and sit behind the microphone. But that's it.
Maybe he'll call in.
Congratulations to Caligiuri. No, not Tony Caligiuri. Congratulations to Nick Caligiuri, who is a great kid and now has less hair than he had yesterday. And it's not falling out. He's too young for that. He had it purposely clipped off. His golden locks. Well, yes. They weren't golden, but they were locks.
Brown.
Right. His bronze locks.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. He had it done for Roswell Park, ball for bucks.
Yeah, it's a big event in Niagara Falls. The Niagara Falls City Schools get involved every year. I think Nick was first was brought to his attention several years ago when one of his friends decided to do it. And ever since then, Nick has wanted to. So this year, he raised over $100. In fact, the district itself raised over $7,000. Nick's school alone over $5,000.
Wow, that's terrific.
You should have seen, there was several girls there, I mean, really long hair. They had over 12 inches of hair cut off.
Really?
Yeah, and then they would hold up, a big tail of hair. You're like, oh my God.
So that's great. It's a great cause. Of course, the money goes to Roswell Park. It's a great institution. But it's nice that kids want to get involved with something like this. Because you never know how it's going to go. No, I don't want to do it. Or, and when you see them, and this is an all-age thing.
Yes, it is. And one of the cool things is when they go on stage, and DJ Anthony from our sister station, Kiss 98.5, did a great job emceeing the event. When they go on stage, they all carried a sign and who they're honoring.
Oh, gee, that's good.
And for Nicholas, it's his Aunt Laura and his grandmother who have won battles with cancer, and he was really proud to hold that sign up. And and there were several others. One of Samantha's friends, who she dances with, her mother is has cancer and kind of rough shape.
Well, I'm glad that it was a successful turnout.
Yeah, it really was. One of the bandits was there, and the kids were really proud of what they did.
And they should be. They should be, and that's great, and it's a good start. If you get them interested in causes like this at that age, it's going to be good for their entire lifetime, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, how many families have a family member that has had to deal with cancer?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody. We didn't know it, years and years ago, how much cancer there is out there. But they're better at detecting it. They're better at treating it. They're better at curing it. They're better at all aspects of it. And so I'm glad one school doing $5,000. I mean, and it's not a college. It's one school.
Yeah, grades K through six.
That's great. So congratulations to them. All right, we'll take a break a minute early, and then we'll get started because we got a lot to talk about today. And the key word, the over and under word, is troops. Okay. I love the troops. You know that. You love the troops. You know that, too. And I think not that some politician would take advantage of how much we love the troops by inserting the word troops as many times as possible in an interview. I wonder who did that. I wonder where it was done. We'll find out. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Just a reminder, I want to a little housekeeping. Here's a smoking deal for you. Get tickets for Buffalo Cigars, Spirits, and Stogies Festival for just $35, and you'll save $10 on your Spirits and Stogies tickets. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Park Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. You're going to get some, Tony? You're going to get a big stogie and lean back in the Barca Lounger and look over the domain that you purvey?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get me right out in there. Actually, with all the rain we're having, it seems like I'm never going to be able to get in my backyard and enjoy the patio.
Why is it that people who like cigars, okay, they take a big puff like this, and then when they're enjoying, the enjoying part, they toss their head back. Like this.
They want to savor the smoke.
Oh, that's good. As opposed to, you could do the same thing looking straight ahead, but I guess it doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how about wine tasting? I'm always suspicious of that. Have you ever seen anybody send a wine back after spitting it out?
No.
No, I haven't either.
Not unless it's vinegar.
Yeah, unless it's really bad.
Actually, guys.
You have.
I have. It was one of my favorite episodes of Columbo, where they're out to dinner, and the guy tastes it, takes a little sip, and he goes, "This dinner has been ruined by this liquid filth."
You love Columbo.
I do. You know, they did the reboot of All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Where is the Columbo reboot?
Why do they want to reboot those two shows? They're so good, so iconic. Everybody will compare the new show with the old one, and nobody will prefer the new one.
Well, I could tell you why they want to bring back All in the Family and reprise Archie Bunker so that they can beat up on conservatives.
Well, it's possible, yeah, because it's more heated politically now than it was when they were on. But they were all shows not afraid to take a step forward, and they're right in the mainstream now. But I don't know of many shows that come back that are equal to the first one, let alone better.
Yeah, I'm predicting that it'll be all about showing everybody how bad conservatives are.
Tell me, who is going to play? Who is going to try to play Archie Bunker, and then who in hell is trying to play
Edith?
George Jefferson?
George Jefferson.
Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson on the, I think this was just a one-off special last night.
Oh, okay.
So Woody Harrelson is Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Okay.
Foxx is a larger guy physically, I think, than Sherman Hemsley was. But he was a small guy. A little guy, and he had good dance moves, and he was cool.
He was awesome.
He was absolutely cool, and his counterpart in another house is Archie Bunker. He kind of set the bar for what you could do and what you couldn't do and what you could say, and poor Edith had to sit there and take it.
And the Jeffersons were a spinoff of Archie Bunker?
Yeah, they were. The mother on the Jeffersons was involved with the first show, and it spun it off to the second, and they were neighbors too.
Right.
My favorite moment is when Sammy Davis Jr. kissed Archie on the cheek. Archie didn't know it was coming, and suddenly he did. And this was like a huge breakthrough on television.
Oh, wow. Too.
Yeah. And so two good shows. So you think that they were one-offs, and you don't think that...
Yeah, I think it was just a one-off in front of a live audience to celebrate the two shows. And the maid on the Jeffersons made an appearance last night. I did not watch this because the Mets were playing, but I saw it on Good Morning America this morning.
All right, well, they're trying to do some stuff. That's good. There's so much thirst for content. It's incredible. Remember a few years ago when we said 500 channels, what are they ever going to put on them? Well, that was a good question to ask, and it's a question we're still asking.
Yeah, 500 channels, and now it seems that YouTube has more quality programming than what's going on over the cable channels. I'm finding better stuff there to watch.
Oftentimes, I watch about five different channels during the course of a month. And that's it, because I just keep clicking and just junk after junk. The most important piece of equipment I have in the house is the remote control, so that I can change it. It doesn't stop very often.
Yeah, I think, Motor Trend TV, History Channel,
a lot of good stuff
Cooking Channel, Food Network.
I like when all the Alaskan shows, where they're living off the grid,
mm-hmm.
I watch all those. And I watch some of the home improvement shows.
I don't, because then Jeannie will get ideas.
Yeah, they do.
And I don't want that. No.
Zombie home flipping, Vegas flipping. All kinds of shows on TV.
When's the Treehouse show coming back? I haven't seen that in a while.
They put that on for a period of time, then they take it off, then they put it back on. I don't think it has any regular slot.
Oh.
And they put them on like 5 tree houses at a time. So I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have a big enough catalog to keep it on every week.
I love that
show. It's a great show, and it shows great technology. The ability we have to do things is incredible.
I heard that there was somebody locally that was doing treehouses.
Does Treehouse?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it, if they are.
And we're not talking about your little kids
thing.
Oh, no. No. We're talking about spending 20, 40, 60 grand.
It costs more than your house in some instances. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Pat Burke. Not directly about Pat Burke, but Pat Burke is involved. All right? And he was interviewed this morning. Last time we had a pleasant chat with Pat Burke was whether you and I, the taxpayers, should be responsible for paying the fines of poor people who do bad things on the road. It was an interesting conversation. And now New York is center once again, as we usually are, with things I don't like. Let's see. New York lawmakers, this is our own story, WBEN and AP. New York lawmakers gave final passage to legislation on Wednesday, which would allow President Donald Trump's state tax returns to be released to congressional committees that have so far been barred from getting the president's federal filings. So they've been going after the Fed, they haven't had any luck. In fact, the Treasury said that they won't do it. And now they're going to try going after the state taxes. And, of course, New York, perfectly acceptable with that. No problem. Our citizens have no expectation of confidentiality. I didn't know that the government just had a right to splash your taxes all over the headlines. And here's one thing that's important now in the third paragraph. The legislation has passed, but it has to go to Cuomo to be signed. You know, it's funny. It says he's considering it. Oh, come on. He is considering it. Unless his dog accidentally makes a mistake on it, he will sign it, and it will go into law. All right? Well, here's one point that's very important. The legislation does not target Trump by name. Okay? You guys know why? Do you know why he's not mentioned by name in this?
Why is that?
Because you can't pass a law that is aimed at one person.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's illegal, okay, and always has been. So I guess they think they're going to fool us. Maybe they're going to have a secret envelope that they're going to pull out at 3 a.m. Saying what we're going to do. But the reason I'm bringing this up today is not only should New York State have done that, the governor will sign it. Should New York State have gotten involved with the president and tax returns? It's been national so far, and now it will go state. Secondly, here's one of the reasons I want to do the show. I'm listening to Pat Burke. And of course he's in favor of this because this legislation keeps us safer. And then the key word, troops. The over and under on the troops was incredible. Like these guys are not good at what they do. You know what I'm talking about? It seemed like every third word was troops. So that you and me with our dumb little brains are going to say, well, hey, if it keeps the troops safer, I'm all for it. Bring it on. What the hell's wrong with these people? Do they think we're morons?
Yes.
I mean, every other word was how the troops are going to be safer because New York State is willing to release Trump's taxes. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. You cannot make it up. And that's what it is. First of all, I don't think I don't like to see somebody's taxes willy-nilly become public fodder. And don't think it won't. As soon as that's done, even if the committee that asked for it holds a tight fist on it, it will know. We'll know. And do you really believe, and this is a question I can barely ask you, do you really believe, as Pat Burke believes, that presenting the president's state tax forms make our troops safer? Now, the only connection you could possibly make is the head of some communist country or something had a deal with Donald Trump that's going to make Trump even richer than he is already. So we're going to hand over our where our troops are, where we store our ammunition. I mean, come on. That's facetious.
You see, Mr. Beach, this proves that Trump is in bed with Putin. Yeah. He's just nothing but Putin's puppet. We know this.
So those are the two questions I want to ask you. Do you favor the fact that the New York lawmakers have passed it? It's up to the president now, not the president, the governor now, to sign it into law, which would hand over, if they wanted, Donald Trump's state taxes. Do you think that's the right thing to do? I don't. And secondly, do you feel that with the release of his taxes, our troops will be safer? I'm sorry, I had to ask that. I know it sounds dumb, but where I heard it, I had to do it. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. Back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. New York State has passed, and it will be, I'm sure, when the government, when the governor looks it over, he'll put his signature to it. A bill that says that they can release tax records from the past to congressional committees. Now, this is, they didn't name Trump because they really can't as an individual law. But the bottom line is it would allow the leaders of the U.S. Ways and Means Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, Joint Committee on Taxation to get access to New York State tax returns filed by elected officials and top appointed officials. The legislation would apply to personal income tax returns as well as business taxes paid in New York. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to get anything they can on them. So Pat Burke, of course, wanted to join in that parade, and so he was on this morning. But I take issue with the fact that, first of all, that they should have done that in the first place. They have no compelling reason to believe, it's just a fishing expedition, to believe that there's something illegal in there. For one thing, they may just be trying to embarrass him. Look, he only gives this percentage to charity. Or, look, he closed this this plant and it cost X amount of jobs. That's all they're trying to do. But the bottom line is I want to know if it's okay to release that information in your mind. Governor hasn't signed it yet. We'll see where that goes. But the basic reason I'm talking about this is he makes repeated claims that this will help keep the troops safer. So he found something he knew that people love, and that would be our armed forces. How can he connect himself to it? Well, let's just say by our legislation, the troops will be safer. Because there's a lot of dummies out there. They won't know the difference. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy. Welcome back from your extended vacation.
Oh, thank you. It's good to talk to you. What do you think? Is Pat Burke right? Are the troops going to be a lot safer because Trump's income taxes have been or will be released?
Oh, that's about the lamest excuse I've heard.
Me too.
Come on.
I couldn't believe I was hearing it, and he kept using it.
I mean, you know, hey, listen. I'm a veteran, and I don't see where that could possibly make me as if I was in the service right now, make me safer. You know, give me some improved body armor, give me some better better weapons. Stuff like that will make me safer.
Can you see you're in the battlefield and bullets are flying and rockets are exploding and you look up and go, well, I'm glad we released Trump's taxes. I feel a lot safer now.
But, you know, Sandy, getting on that subject of tax returns, don't you think that's like a little bit of an invasion of his privacy?
I do think so, unless they have definitive proof that there's a just cause to go in there and look him over. What's the matter? I don't think they're going to find anything illegal. He gets monitored practically every year.
Right, and I mean, if they can do it to him, they can do it to any citizen in New York State, for crying out loud. I mean, where would they stop? I mean, where would they stop if they thought there was something that they could get on somebody that can just go into their tax files, their tax records, for crying out loud?
And I want somebody said maybe a conservative state will pass a law that will allow us to look into Biden and his son's tax returns in the last 10 years. So this could open up a can of worms for Congress that they may not like if they take advantage of it. I cannot see in my wildest imagination the governor not signing it. He'll sign it.
Of course, but don't you think that that an individual or a politician, I don't care if he's a Democrat or independent or Republican, whatever, that he would have some recourse to go to the courts to stop him from doing this?
Yeah, I don't know if you're a public office holder, if that puts you at more parallel for loss of your privacy or not. I don't know what the rules say regarding that. But we know the purpose. The purpose is political. Well, there's no question about it. Yeah.
Now, what's stopping them from, let's just say, trying to delve into your medical records?
Nothing. And that, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was the scariest part of Obamacare, is that Obamacare was a setup that eventually, over a period of time, all of our medical records would be in Washington.
See, that scares me to no end, because now they open, if they can get a crack open, if they can just crack it open there just a little bit and get their foot in the door, you know that's the next step.
And that would be a bunch of court cases, a bunch of problems, because they would find things in there they might try and use against you. I mean, that's very troubling that Washington would have all the medical records.
Sure, because look what they've been saying for the last 2 years. Oh, he's mentally unstable. He's this. He's this. He's that. And now, you know, now they're going after his tax records in New York State. Then the next step is, well, we want to go and check his medical status, because we think that he's medically unstable.
And remember too, after his a yearly inspection of the human body, his doctor, who happens to be a Navy doctor, said he's in good shape. What happened? All of the people who aren't doctors, the reporters, don't believe it. So the doctor says one thing, the reporters say another. Who are you going to believe? The doctor.
This state is just...
It's screwed up.
You wonder why people are leaving the state in droves.
It is screwed up. I mean, I just got back from California. That's screwed up, too. The difference is they have great natural beauty. We have great natural beauty here, different stuff. Except in the legislative system, it is broken beyond repair, I think. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's yeah. Can you imagine the troops feeling safer because of anything learned from his tax reform tax return? Because I don't.
Let me guess. So he thinks that by revealing Trump's tax returns, we will see what foreign entities he's been involved
with. Exactly.
And that's going to be the tie-in.
And the report just came back a minute and a half ago. Says there are none. But this is what they're doing. They're shameless. They are shameless. This is the beat of this drum is going to continue right through the end of this term, and maybe, I think he'll get elected again, maybe through the end of his next term.
You can see their game plan. Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, Trump, corrupt, with no proof whatsoever. Yep. So all you have to do is throw those things out, throw those accusations out, and all the dummies on the left are going to follow it. Yeah, Trump, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because
people bore me.
It feeds into it. They don't bother doing any independent investigation. investigation. They just believe everything some mouthpiece from the Democratic National Committee is spouting.
Or the CNN said, well, if CNN said it, it must be true.
Oh, come in. On News Radio 930, WBEN.
I mean, I think we're in an unprecedented time in our country, and New York is in a unique position to do something about it.
It is Beach and Company. There he was, pounding the drum. Yeah, Pat Burke, the gift that keeps on giving. New York State is so proud. They passed what will probably become a law when the governor signs it, allowing Trump's taxes to be released to Congress. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought there would have to be some kind of threshold that would have to be passed in order to get taxes released. But it seems like if they want to get you, they make the laws. They don't necessarily obey the laws. And they work around. So I'm just asking you, because Pat Burke was proud that they did it. I'm asking if you think that was the right thing to do in the first place. But secondly, he kept mentioning every single time, troops. Somebody must have said, Pat, people love the troops. When you make an announcement or you get interviewed, try to include the word troops as many times as you possibly can, so that people will think that you love the troops, and then anything is okay as long as we love the troops. And that's what it was. So I'm asking if you're buying that or if you can see right through it. I don't think that Trump's taxes or the release are going to help the troops. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. As Judge Napolitano this morning, said this morning, he's not a favored of Trump, that when it's a singular issue that is derived from hate, that they're going to have a very hard time. This is going to be appealed. But I think we have to look at the bigger picture here.
Okay.
Mr. Trump is letting this happen. We have people that have definitely done huge criminal offenses. What? Rudy Giuliani has confirmed at least 16 felonies by Hillary Clinton. So the whole thing is this. The chaos that's structured around this, people that are engaged like you and I, Joe and everybody, Don from Pennsylvania, the probably 65% of Americans keep on hearing how bad he is, how chaotic it is. And that's going to soon overtake how good the economy is. And it's because he lets it happen. He would not, why would he throw Devin Nunes under the bus, not release all those documents, declassify, and play this game? I bet he's very patient. I love Donald Trump. He brought to the forefront all the corruption, but he's letting it happen, and it's absolutely wrong.
Well, we'll see where that goes. I love your passion there. Thank you very much, Pete. It's Passion Pete. Maybe we can call him that. He's letting it happen. Here's the one problem with trying to figure out Trump is that you can't figure out Trump. You don't know, because if you're a logical thinker, if you think in progressions, that if I said to you 5, 10, 15, you would say 20, okay? If you think like that, you're not going to figure him out, because I don't think there's an easy way to figure him out. That may be why he has had such a roller coaster up and down life and career, but very successful and worth a lot more than you and I are worth, I'm sure. So the bottom line is he's a tough guy, because he doesn't think the way you think. He doesn't think the way I think. He is definitely his own person. What do you think, Tony? Is he too hard to figure out? You can't get a bead on him.
Maybe it's possible that he knows what he's doing and he doesn't need to give out his every reasoning,
every move,
game plan.
Yeah, doesn't explain it.
How many times has Trump come out with something that people laughed at and then it wound up being true?
Yeah, exactly. He gets the last laugh almost all the time. Let's go to our friend Ann. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Ann. What do you got for us today?
Remember me, you might not, because you talk to a lot of people, but remember I told you one time that they was mad with Donald Trump because they couldn't figure him out. And I told you, I said that my brothers had said to me once upon a time, you cannot win a game. You have to beat that person at their own game. But if you don't know their game, you can't beat them at their game. And they don't know his game because he comes from so many different angles.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He will be able to figure out what's going on with Burke before Burke will be able to figure out what's going on with him. It is a very – it's like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle. And I have to run because Rush Limbaugh wants to jump in here. Thank you for calling. And she's right. You gotta figure out his game before you can figure out how you want to attack it. And the main thing that bothers me, too, is there's no concern about the duties and the jobs that we send him to Albany or Washington to do. They're consumed by taking him down. That's it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.